A father provides the stories, an artist supplies the paints. Together, they create a portrait of Air Force Captain James Steele. For our series Off the Base, WSS Bobby O'Brien brings you the picture of the Tampa F-16 pilot killed in Afghanistan 2 years ago.
James and his twin brother, Jonathan, were born in Tampa while their father, Major General Robert Steele, was flying F-16s with the 61st Fighter Squadron at MacDill Air Force Base. Major General Steele.
Tampa was a very family-friendly part of Florida to be raising a family, and the people of Tampa were very welcoming.
And like many military families, they moved. A lot. 18 assignments in his 33-year career. And like many sons, James wanted to fly F-16s, like his dad. Father and son got a chance to fly together.
Since it was such a rare moment, and we were both active flyers at that particular point in time, it's kind of sealed in the top of my memories. But I also have many others.
James, like his father and mother, graduated from the Air Force Academy. He deployed to Korea in 2009 and then was assigned to the 77th Fighter Squadron at Shaw Air Force Base in South Carolina and deployed to Afghanistan in 2012, where he provided close air support for ground troops. His parents have received many letters from those ground troops.
That's a very rewarding letter to get from people who felt that their lives were preserved by someone, in this case, our son.
Captain James Steele died when his F-16 crashed near Bagram Airfield as he was returning from a ground support mission. But the 29-year-old pilot lives on in a portrait by artist Phil Taylor. The newest episode of the TV show Brush of Honor features Captain Steele as the artist visits his family and friends, paints, and presents Steele's portrait.
Brush of Honor is dedicated to the brave men and women who serve in our nation's military and to the families of the fallen.
Gary Sinise narrates the TV show. Working in his Texas studio, Taylor takes about 70 hours to recreate a likeness, and he talks to the fallen service member as he works.
It's time for you to go home. Thank you, sir.
Good friends of the Steele family ask permission to submit James' name to Taylor's Brush of Honor program. Robert Steele says participating in Brush of Honor helped his family come to more solid terms with their loss. He did have one special request, though, that Taylor present James' finished portrait at their home, where he had bought and installed an 1890 antique English pub in honor of James' love of European pubs.
It just brings back so many memories, and we know that James would be in awe of a pub like that.
They have no special toast other than lifting a pint of Guinness to James. But there is a special tradition that their son had mastered, and the family continues. Sabering, a Napoleonic tradition of using a saber to uncork a champagne bottle.
Every time we have a large family gathering, one of the family members will have the opportunity to complete that sabering act, and it's just another connection to our son.
The Steele family did have one other special request. When James was interned at Arlington National Cemetery, Steele asked that James be placed as close as possible to his grandparents, the general's mom and dad, because they, too, are buried at Arlington. Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.
The TV show Brush of Honor featuring Captain James Steele debuted last night. It will air again Sunday night at 10 on the INSP network. Visit WUSFnews.org to find it on your cable provider.